Be like, click here to end.
Or like cat lovers only, click here. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like,
I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
No, that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
Look, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
Hey, do you know that we're entering a very dangerous period of time right now?
What are you talking about?
No, it's very dangerous right now between the 13th of December and the 25th. It's very dangerous to be outside at night.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
It means we're entering in a period of time like Yule. You know that Yule was on the 25th. It's like winter solstice.
What is Yule? What does that even mean?
Yule, it's like...
Is it a monster that's going to come and get me?
No, it's a period of time. It's like the Yule time celebration. It's like the winter. It's like when the winter solstice. It's when the days start to become longer.
Right. So why is that dangerous?
It's dangerous because on December 13th, from December 13th till Yule, and it depends on what country you're in, I guess, where Yule is. But from that period of time, that's when the trolls and the like wild, crazy spirits and stuff, they can like roam free at night.
What do you mean they can roam free?
Yeah, they can just do whatever the heck they want at night. But they can't just go all crazy.
They can't do that normally? It's only between this time?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, I mean, apparently it's rare. It's more rare to have a troll or something like roaming at night. But like during the time, it's called the 13th is called Lusi night, something like that.
That's coming up.
Yeah, the 13th, because what happens is this witch or like this really like evil spirit type thing. Like her name is like I said, Lusi maybe. And so what she does is like she flies around, and like if you've been like a bad kid, she'll like come down the chimney and take you, just take you right out.
Wait. But Santa Claus comes down the chimney and brings you presents, not an evil witch.
He does it during Yule when this time's over, man. So like if you're good, you don't have to worry about it. You just stay inside. You don't have to worry about it.
But if you're bad,
if you're bad, you better be. Yeah, you can't go to sleep. Like when you go to sleep, that's when it happens.
So let me get this straight. From the 13th to like what, the 21st or the 25th?
Well, the 25th is like traditional.
Okay, so from the 13th to the 25th, a witch could possibly come down and steal me away.
She is only going to be coming around on the 13th. That's the start. She comes around on the 13th.
She comes around on the 13th, takes away all the bad kids, and then she lets her trolls loose.
Right. Let's
to
all
run
the
rampant for the rest of
the... Maybe not demons. I'd say like evil spirits and stuff like that. Like all the crazy... Yeah. Primarily trolls, I guess.
Right.
And so they get to all roam around. And then like if you're like caught outside at night during that period of time, you are in some serious trouble.
Because the trolls will get you.
The trolls will get you.
Well, what happens
guaranteed.
Then? What? It's a name?
Guaranteed they're going to get you.
Oh, guaranteed.
What?
What happens if a troll gets you? That's the question.
I don't know. I think I don't know too much about trolls. I guess they eat you, right?
How big is the trolls usually?
I think they can be. I think they vary in size. I mean, I think you can get small trolls, and then if it's a small troll, you might have a little bit of time to fight them off. But then there's so many.
Right.
You know, I think small trolls probably cover. You know, are around in packs.
Right.
And so you get overwhelmed by the small trolls.
How many trolls do you think it would take to take you down? Like small trolls.
Small trolls. Like what are you talking about? Like cat-sized trolls?
No, I'm...
Like, how big is a small? Because they come in various sizes.
Like, I'm thinking, okay, the small size troll that I'm thinking of is, like the size of, like, a four-year-old.
Okay. It would probably take 178 trolls.
170, small size.
That's
trolls.
Me, though. That's me. Yeah, right. That's me.
Right.
That's me.
Do you think... I mean, I'm just wondering what the troll... I mean, when I'm picturing trolls...
I don't think
trolls,
they have weapons.
Yeah, but they got to have...
Maybe
like,
a club.
Claws. Don't they have, like...
Yeah, but I'm telling... I can fight those things off, man.
But they're claws. I mean, if you have 175... Well, how much did you say?
What am I... I'm outside just naked or something? I'm outside. I probably got a coat on, right? So that'll
yeah, but it's
give
a claw.
Me some
it's a claw. Claws? That's the point of claws. To attack
yeah,
you
but...
and go through... Like clothing and stuff,
but if you're talking about a four-year-old, like a troll that's about the size of a four-year-old,
right?
They don't have very long arms.
Trolls have long arms. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm not saying it's an exact. It's. I'm not saying the troll looks like a four-year-old. I'm saying the troll looks like a troll, but is the size, the height. Of a
okay,
troll-year-old,
so,
four-year-old.
All right, so fine. I'm still going to be able to get the troll's body. And so what, you think I'm not tough? I'll be able to fight these things off.
I think
I'm
you're
not
tough.
Worried
I think you're
about,
tough. I'm not arguing
I'm
you're
not,
tough.
I'm not worried about like, four-year-old height trolls, man. Those aren't the trolls I'm worried about. It's going to take a lot of them, and there may be a lot of them around. I'm not saying I'm going to survive the night if I'm out there alone.
Right.
I'm not even going to take that chance.
But the first wave you could handle.
First wave I could handle. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to give him a pretty good fight.
So second wave comes out. What are these trolls? I mean, what kind of trolls are the second wave trolls?
Well,
you're
I don't
okay.
Know.
So here's the situation. You're outside. Okay. You survived the 13th. The witch
right.
did not come down and take you.
I didn't do any mischief the
right.
previous year.
But what happens? You got to go outside for something, right? And this is not
wood
like
for the fire.
Or, you know, maybe you're driving along, your car breaks down, you got to walk the rest of the way home. You got a mile.
Yikes. Oh, man.
You got a mile to walk.
I'd run it. I'd run the mile.
You'd run the mile. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. We know you're a runner. You can handle that. But the first wave of trolls comes out, 175 trolls, granted, they're four-year-old sized trolls, but
yeah.
that's going to slow you down. That's going to take a little wind out of your sails.
You're right. I mean, a mile, I can run a mile. If I know there are trolls, I could run a mile in 7 minutes. Seven and some odd plus. Because that's what I normally would run it anyway. So we're talking about now I have the added pressure of like trolls coming after me.
Right.
So they've got 7 minutes, let's say, to get me.
Trolls
are fast.
Because
I'm going to be falling. Well,
and
are
the first, no, well, let's just say this. If they can get you, you can't run and fight 175
You're right.
little trolls. You're going
to
have to
stop
and hold your ground.
Yeah. So I get through the first 178, I could say.
Right.
Up to 178.
Right.
I get through those, right? And then you're saying what comes next?
What's
there's
the second
bigger
wave?
Trolls?
Yeah, trolls and or demons.
I think it's kind of random. I mean, you don't know what you're going to – I don't think the small trolls get to you necessarily first. Maybe it just so happened I ran through a hive of small
right.
trolls. But the next troll I see could be like maybe like a 10-foot giant troll.
That's true.
Then I'd be in trouble. I'll be honest with you. I'd be trouble. I'd fight, but I'd be in some serious trouble.
Is there anything you keep in your car right now that you might grab?
Yeah, a hurl. I have a couple of hurls
okay.
in my car.
Okay. So you yeah. take like
and they
what?
Might be very effective. Those are ancient weapons.
They are.
Very
I think
effective.
In Ireland they started off fighting trolls with those weapons, and then it turned
be.
Into a game. I mean,
trolls.
The original yeah. the original game of hurling was those hurls and
right.
Troll heads, small troll heads.
Small troll heads. Yeah.
yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah. Right. I mean, I have to look into it, but I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be.
So.
Correct. Or leprechaun heads. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think leprechauns were not necessarily evil. They were mischievous and tricksters.
Right.
But they also made shoes for the elves.
I don't know how many trolls live in Ireland.
They're trolls in Ireland.
All right, all right.
I mean, they're fairy folk. So
yeah,
when you have fairy folk, you have trolls, I think. Comes with territory.
Yeah, they eat fairy folk, don't they? I mean, that's like the...
Yeah, I mean, I think they came from Norway. I mean, trolls, I think, originated in Norway. That's where trolls hang out.
Yeah.
Like in Norway and stuff. But when the Vikings came, they probably brought a troll or two.
Yeah, just like rats. They bring rats, they bring trolls, all that kind of stuff.
That's what happens. So there are trolls in Ireland, pretty sure.
Well, what I was saying is I don't know how successful I'd be in a mile.
Right.
During the time period between December 13th and December 25th at night. I mean, it would be, I guess it also depends on how populated the place is. I think in a more populated area, you're probably gonna have less trolls.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
But still, you know, well, I don't know. How many trolls do you think you could take?
I mean, you're in better shape than I am right now. Yeah. I'll admit that. So you're saying 178?
78, yeah.
Maybe 170?
Okay, all right.
You know?
Now, would you be running? Would you run from your car? Because you're going to be running at a little bit slower of a pace.
I have an injury. I have an injury of my foot. And it's trying to heal
it. You know
what?
I'm pretty sure trolls sense that kind of stuff. They
would sense that I'm wounded. They would. Yeah. They would sense that I'm injured, and they might be swarming after me even more. That's true.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, I do have a sledgehammer in my car.
You keep a sledgehammer in your car?
Yeah. So that way, I think I could – I might be able to take a little bit more troll or bigger trolls than you might take with your hurley.
My hurls, yeah.
So –
I could wield two hurls at once, though. You would only be able to wield a one. I mean,
well, I only have one in my car. I don't have two.
But even if you had more than one, I mean.
Yeah, it's a 10-pound sledgehammer. I can only wield one at a time. Yeah.
Why do you have a 10-pound sledgehammer in your car? For trolls, just in case, or some other reason?
You never know, dude. You never know.
It's true.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
especially during this period of time, I would definitely keep – that would be a good thing to have in your car.
Yeah, I mean, sledgehammers are pretty – I mean, granted, I have a 10-pound, which is a little heavy for, like, anyone else. Like, I can take it. I can handle it. But other people, I would suggest a smaller sledgehammer because, really, it's the force. If you do the physics, you get much greater force if you're swinging that at a faster speed.
Right.
Faster speed, you can swing with less weight. So, right. But 10 I can handle, so that's why I have the 10. But it's a good weapon against trolls, zombies, anything that might happen.
I don't know, but I think a cutting instrument would be better for zombies.
Because
you're just trying to get their heads off.
Well, it's bashing the brain. You want to stop the brainstem from functioning. You can do that by bashing it in.
Now, here's the difference. If you're fighting trolls, right, I could see having a club or a sledgehammer because you can just hit the troll, you bang it. If you're fighting more than one, you're banging it, and then you're quickly going to another one. You don't have to necessarily – I mean, you break its arm, okay. That's going to injure it for a bit. With a zombie, you have to get rid of the zombie head. And there's never just one zombie. That's the problem with zombies. There's always more than one zombie.
Well.
And so if you miss, I mean, I know you won't miss, but I'm just saying, generally, if you miss and you hit the arm of a zombie, you're toast because that zombie's coming right for you. Then you have to take the time to get the – and then, you know, then there's another zombie right on you. I mean, it's very, very difficult. And all it takes is one bite from a zombie.
Well, yes. I'm not saying it's not difficult. What I'm saying is the sledgehammer – it could work against it. If I had a samurai sword, that would be ideal. But I don't carry a samurai sword in my car. I carry a sledgehammer.
Right. Well, I think you should I think you should also look into carrying something lighter. I'm just saying. I mean, if you want to be effective against zombies and trolls, I don't think you have to worry about zombies right now. You're fine with zombies right now. But trolls.
It's the trolls right now.
And so.
One thing at a time.
You're okay with the sledgehammer. Yeah. You're okay with the sledgehammer. With the trolls. I don't think you have a problem. I mean, if it depends on how big the troll is. If we're talking about a huge troll, I think you're screwed. But if you're just talking about little tiny trolls,
well,
you
trolls
might be able to get away.
Well, here's the thing. Trolls also fight with clubs, right?
Yeah.
Trolls don't fight with swords.
Yeah, but I think only the bigger ones fight with clubs.
Well, what I'm saying is there a reason they fight with clubs? Do trolls fight other trolls? This is what I'm getting at.
Yes. I think
if trolls fight other trolls and they are choosing clubs over swords, what that says to me is that swords are not effective towards bigger trolls. And what you have to do is you have to bash them and not cut them. Maybe their skin is so like tough, you can't cut it with a sword. So that's why other trolls use ham, like
slug, I mean you could be right. I would say I'm not a troll hunter, so I don't want anybody taking away from this podcast the best thing to do when fighting a troll is to use like a hurl or
brainstorming. We're just throwing out ideas.
Yeah.
Just brainstorming. I mean, just seeing what sticks.
But see, what I don't want to have happen is to have somebody go out and say, hey, I heard on the podcast that I'm okay with a club to fight trolls. And then, you know, December 15th comes along and they're out in the woods and all of a sudden they're thinking back to this. I don't want to give them bad information.
Right.
I don't want the podcast to be the reason why somebody gets misinformation.
But I think we're talking it through logically here. And I think have you ever seen a troll with a sword? That's what
no.
I'm saying.
No, I can honestly say I've never seen a troll with a
sword. You have seen them with clubs.
Yeah. No, but here's what I would say to that. Now, I think the reason why they have the clubs is because they're not very good with metal. So they're just taking whatever they can find. You can grab a piece of wood and shape it into a club.
Hmm.
You know, I think the bigger trolls just use like whole tree trunks and stuff. They're not too worried about whether or not they're more brute force kind of, you know, creature.
I'll give you that. I'm just saying it's something to consider.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I maybe you're right. I don't have a sword either, so I'd be out of luck.
Right.
I'd have to do the same thing. I'd have to have the only thing in my car is a hurl. I'd have to use that.
I mean,
which made of wood. It's basically a club.
And I think most people probably would have either hurls or sledgehammers in their cars and not swords anyway.
Yeah. So people I know.
Right. This is more practical advice for them.
Right. Right. You've probably got a hurl or a sledgehammer in your car right now. It's something that you can use if you get stuck out between the 13th of the year or the month and the 25th.
Right. And you have a mile to go.
Right. Now, here's the thing. Like, we really haven't talked about Lucy, who is the head kind of female demon that comes and literally takes children away.
I mean, I just figured if that happened, I mean, if she's coming for you, good night. I mean,
yeah.
Is there a way to stop her?
Yes, there is actually a way to stop her.
Oh, and then bring it on. Like, why? Let's go.
The
this
way
is useful
to do
information.
It is you have to get all your Yuletime celebration like chores out of the way before the 13th.
Oh,
so maybe you've been mischievous throughout the year, but if you can make it up by doing all the Yuletime chores throughout, you know, before the 13th.
And
you'll be safe.
So these chores include like getting up the old Christmas tree and the Yuletime log and baking the
cookies. Yeah. Yeah. You can get all that stuff out of the way. I'm not going to guarantee it. You can never guarantee it.
You got a better chance.
But it's enough. Yeah. It's enough to, it's a last ditch effort. It's like cramming.
Right.
And then also what you can do too, apparently, this is another thing you can do is you can try to stay up all night. So if you don't go to sleep,
gotcha.
Then she can't get you. It's kind of like Freddy Krueger.
I was going to say Freddy was the same sort of MO.
Yeah.
Don't fall asleep.
So in places like Norway, they have like all night parties on the 13th. Just everybody just stays awake and just parties the entire night.
That sounds like a better plan than trying to get all my chores done.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's funny too, because the Catholics and the Christians have like totally co-opted the day.
Right.
And December 13th, if you know, and you may know, it's actually called St. Lucy's Day as well.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. St. Lucy's Day, primarily it is like a holiday or the church celebrates it primarily in like the Lutheran religion, which we are part of.
Oh, yeah.
You know, loosely associated. And then also in Germanic and Norway and Norwegian countries, Nordic countries as well.
Where they have St. Lucy,
where they have all the trolls. So this would be like, you know, something that they would be concerned about.
Right.
They have more trolls than, let's say, that we do in the United States. They have more trolls in Norway.
Yes.
And in Germany. So what I guess the church has done is they said, okay, you guys are all celebrating anyway on the 13th. So we're just going to make that All Saints Day. And that day is St. Lucy's Day. And apparently St. Lucy was this girl that for some reason was really into Christianity during the Romans' reign, right? And so she said that even though she got married, she wasn't going to give up her virginity. And so, of course, the husband got kind of pissed off at this.
Right.
And took her to court. And then the court was like, you have to do it, and we're going to take you to a brothel. And
wow. So, they just went for it. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, if you're going to do it, I guess do it right. So they take her to a brothel, and what happens, they try to move her, right? She will not move.
What do you mean tried to move her?
They tried to physically pick her up and take her to the brothel.
Oh, okay.
And no one could pick her up. And so then they try to get like all these oxen. I think it was like 50 oxen, right? They try to get like to move her, and they can't do it. So what they decide to do is like, hey, we can't take her to the brothel. She must be like some sort of witch. So they decide to burn her. Because that's what you do with witches.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, if we can't take her to the brothel, we'll bring the brothel to her.
That might have been what they
I mean,
could
that
have
would have been my solution rather than like just burning her as a witch.
It's like, hey, guys, hey, let's just calm down a little bit. Let's think about this. You know, why don't we just take the brothel to her? You know, but no, they decided instead to go ahead and they put a whole bunch of like kindling around and like gasoline, right, whatever. And so they light it on fire, but she's not burning, right? And so she keeps like talking about how Christianity is the best and it's the coolest and, you know, all this other stuff. And so one of the Roman dudes gets really pissed off, and he even like takes a spear and like spears her through her throat.
Wow.
Still talking. She won't be burned. And the only way she finally dies is when she gets the Christian sacrament. So someone gives her, like, communion.
Oh, so they finally do kill her, though.
Yeah, but they have to kill her by giving her communion, which is a weird thing. And, I mean, if you think about it.
Right.
But like she's already saying she's Christian.
They finally solved the problem.
They did solve the problem.
Right. I mean, it's not like. I mean, they wanted to kill her, and they killed her. They figured it out. It's what's so great about the human being is that they are able to process and figure out tools and figure out ways to do.
They
to
might
kill
have
people.
They goofed a little bit on not bringing the brothel to her. They're going straight to the
right. They would have saved a lot of time. They wouldn't have had to kill her in the first place if they would have
they went straight
just
to the fire.
Thought through it a little bit.
Right,
but
you know, I mean, this is what people react crazy with witches. So anyway, so that happened. I don't know when that happened, but apparently, according to the church, it happened coincidentally on the exact same day that everybody's celebrating Lucy night.
Right.
And so they're just like, just do this. So now what they do in Nordic countries, they still have the Yule thing. You still don't want to go outside during that period of time.
See, I always thought Yule was good, but you're saying Yule is kind of evil.
Yule time, yes. It's good because it's celebrating the end of winter.
Right.
So it's good. They have a huge feast. So the Yule time, that's great.
Isn't it the beginning of winter?
No, the days start getting longer at the winter solstice.
That's true.
Like, okay, cool. Like this now proves that we're going to make it. Like it's not going to just get darker and darker and colder and colder and colder. Now, like Odin, he's like come out. He said, hey, look, we're going to make it like warm again. Good. It's always iffy. You know what I mean? You're never quite
Listen,
sure.
Listen, I was in Norway in February, and it's iffy, all right.
Yeah.
It's iffy in February, and that's, yeah.
So, you know, you want to make sure that, like, at a certain point, you want to be like, okay, it is, in fact, getting, you know, it's, in fact, getting warmer and longer. The days are getting longer again.
Right.
So, that, I mean, that's what's so important about the whole Yuletide celebration.
Ah. So here's a question for you. So at the end, if you survive all of this, you survive the witch, you survive the trolls.
Yeah.
On the 25th, well, actually the 24th, Santa will come and reward you. So that's the point?
Yeah. I mean, you get the big man comes.
Why doesn't Santa just go after the witch?
I don't know. I was thinking that too. Maybe he can't take her. Maybe they're both like the same type of troll. I mean, or jolly old elf. Maybe they're elves and they're on the same level.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? They're yin and yang essentially.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You can't have Santa without having Lucy.
Right.
You can't have Lucy without having Santa.
Mm-hmm. Good and the bad.
Yeah. It's all harmony, man.
I like that.
Because right now, look at the United States. Now, United States, I don't think most households, they're unaware of Lucy Night.
Well, they are now. They listen to the show.
They're aware now because they're listening to the show. So across the entire country, people are going to know about this elf who will come down into your house and steal your children. But like most of the country, previous to the Shotcast, is unaware. And you have Santa who comes and he just brings toys. Like,
you know,
it's
that's
not good for the kids. There's no consequences.
That's the problem. There's no consequences. You only have Santa. You don't have the evil witch who will kidnap you and take you away.
Right. That's exactly right. It's all consumerism.
Yeah. There's no trolls. There's no witches. They've taken that away. They are ruining Christmas.
They are.
They're taking
the
troll out of Christmas. Is what's happening.
That's exactly right. Don't take the troll out of Christmas. That's what I say.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
I mean,
unbelievable.
I mean, you have the Santa. He comes down. I mean, basically, all you have to do is just be around, and you're going to get a present from Santa. You know?
Yeah.
What I mean,
have you known anyone who gets coal? I mean, that's ridiculous. If Santa gives you coal, because then it's like you've made it through witches, trolls. You're finally here, and then Santa's going to give you coal,
right?
For being bad. So. If you were bad, you'd be gone, man.
Right. Santa doesn't know. Santa knows that if there's a kid in the house, he clearly survived all, and he must be good.
That's the
thing.
He must
have been good.
Here, this whole time, we're thinking, oh, he has a list of bad children and good children. No. Right. He just shows up to the house and looks to see if there's a kid there. If there's a kid, he's good.
But Santa, I guess he doesn't – he must not realize clearly, because in the United States, they don't – sell. You know, Lucy is not around. So, like, clearly we're screwing the whole system up, man.
Yeah.
That's why you have kids like today who are all, you know, they're all me, the me generation. They're all about getting things.
And you're working Santa ragged.
I
mean, because honestly,
he
he's got more
house.
Things. He's got to go everything now. He doesn't get a little break. He's like, oh, thank God Johnny got taken away. I don't have to make the
Seriously.
Toys for him.
Yeah. It must have been a particularly bad troll year because there's not a lot of kids. He doesn't get that type of thing.
No.
There's kids every house.
That's terrible. I feel bad for Santa now.
I mean, you should, I think.
And Lucy, too, because she... I mean, obviously she's taking the kids for what? Food or something? Slaves?
I don't know.
She doesn't have
that anymore.
I don't
know. Maybe it's a mystery. She takes the kids and does something with them.
There's got to be... I mean, if you were stealing bad kids...
Listen to this. Maybe she steals the kids and puts them in Santa's workshop to be slaves for Santa to make all the kids, you know, new presents.
Right.
So
I like it.
So if you're bad, you get stolen by Lucy, go to Santa's workshop, and have to work to get all these presents. You don't get holidays and stuff like that. All you work as an elf, you're working the entire year. No one
wants
that
thing.
Job.
Maybe it's not elves. Maybe it's just little kids.
That's what I'm saying.
And
that's my whole
people,
point.
Somebody went up there and said, oh, man, look at Santa. And, oh, look at his little elves. No.
Right.
They are kids.
Yeah. Bad kids.
Bad kids.
Forced into that type of, I mean, it's called what it is, slavery.
Yeah.
Santa uses that type of, you know, child labor.
Child labor
to
is
make
what
all
is.
The kids, to make all the toys for the good kids. And if you're a good kid, you don't mind so much.
Right.
You've worked hard to be a good kid, right? Yeah. You should be rewarded.
Deserve it.
It's the bad kids.
Well, now I would imagine that Santa's running out of free labor.
Yeah, I would think so.
If the witch isn't around to take the bad kids to give him new labor, all those kids are probably growing up, and they're probably old men now.
Well, they may be under some sort of enchantment. They stay young forever. I wouldn't put it past Santa.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I mean, you just don't know. They die eventually. I mean, elves die. I hate to tell you this, Brady. They do die.
Yeah, but they go for a while.
But if you're not replenishing the... It's like...
That's fair. I mean, when does it start? This started a long time ago. So right. Probably... I mean, let's say they live for 300 years.
Yeah.
They're running out of kids right about now.
Yeah. When was the last time you heard of a kid being either A, eaten by a troll, or being taken away on Lucy night?
Yeah. When was the last time you got a present from Santa?
Yeah.
He's not making presents for you anymore.
That's exactly right.
He doesn't have enough child labor.
Yeah. I might be above the demographic that Santa caters to, though.
What I mean,
he's focusing his energy on maybe the littler kids.
Well, now, I guess, but just because you don't get presents now doesn't mean you didn't used to. I mean, you still survived the trolls.
It's true, I did.
I mean, maybe the witch only takes the little kids, but the trolls are out there. They're not differentiating between adults and children.
Yeah, that might be something just as an adult you have to live with. You have to live with the fact that there are trolls out there that are going to eat you if you're outside during December 13th to December 25th. It's just a fact of life.
Yeah.
Kids don't have to worry about taxes. Adults have to worry about taxes and trolls. The big two T's.
Right. This one thing in life that's always certain, it's taxes and trolls. Isn't that the saying?
It's two things. It would be three things now. It'd be taxes, trolls, and death.
Right. Well, not if you're a kid who gets taken up to Santa Claus. You get that extended
you got 300
a little
years,
bit.
Though.
Yeah.
You get 300. And you don't have to worry about taxes.
That's true. It all evens out. It all evens out in the end. Yeah, I mean, what are you going to say? all right. Well, I hope everybody takes it serious and is safe. Be safe out there in this Yuletime terror. And that'll be the Shotcast for this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.